Dolphins and the Patriots coming up on Sunday in Foxborough, Massachusetts. To talk about that, our good buddy Ben Volin of the Boston Globe joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Ben, how you been, man?
I'm hanging in there, just grinding away through another NFL season. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing excellent. Thank you. Make sure you follow Ben on Twitter, at Ben Volin. Do the people in Boston even know that there's a football game on Sunday, or are they just all jazzed up for the Red Sox and the Cardinals tonight?
No, the schedule worked out perfectly because there wasn't an overlap, so people could focus on the Patriots, and now during the week they can focus on the Red Sox. It'll be interesting what happens on Sunday. But we had that crazy day down here just 2 weeks ago when the Patriots won in the last second, and then the Red Sox won in the bottom of the ninth as well. So just kind of a crazy time to be a sports fan, and not surprisingly, another Boston team is playing for another title.
Yeah, very nice. All right. Ben Volin is with us from the Boston Globe. Is the concern about Tom Brady starting to feel legitimate? I think it was sort of a fringe thing maybe before the season started where, you know, some of the more frustrated fans, weren't necessarily happy with the overall team, so that kind of becomes a Tom Brady thing. And now is it becoming more mainstream? I feel like I'm hearing more of it now.
Yeah, I think it is because at first, early in the season, it was easy to blame it on the young receivers. Oh, well, they're not on the same page. They haven't learned the offense yet. I'm talking about rookies, Kenrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson, and they also had a tight end, Zach Sudfeld, who's since been cut. So it's easy to kind of blame things on them when the offense wasn't clicking. But you go back and watch the tape of Brady's the last two of his last three games against the Bengals and Jets, which they've lost, and I mean, a lot of it's on him. He's not making the right reads sometimes, or he's just sailing throws or throwing too wide, throwing out of bounds when he's got guys streaking up the sideline. He's been pretty horrible at throwing the deep pass all year. He throws laser beams out there, and if he could just put a little more loft and a little more touch under it, they'd have some big touchdowns. So, I mean, it's definitely a combination of things where there is a lot of new pieces in the offense, and he doesn't feel very comfortable with the offense as he has in years past. But some of it's on him, and you have to wonder also at age 36, is he finally starting to show some signs of age?
Well, Ben, I know you used to be in South Florida. You haven't been up there that long, but so you understand the magnitude of this game from a Dolphin perspective. Clue us in on how the Patriots look at this rivalry. Is it as intense on the Patriots side as they look down at the Dolphins?
Definitely not with the fan base. I don't think the fans are too geeked up about playing the Patriots or about playing the Dolphins this week. It's an important game and a division game, but there's no extra buzz around it. I would say certainly Bill Belichick and the Patriots respect the Dolphins a lot, even though they've won six straight matchups. There have been some close calls in there. Last year down in Miami, it was a very close game, and the Dolphins defense, I thought, did a pretty good job of slowing down Tom Brady. And I know that Week 17 game, 28-0, I almost throw that one away because the Dolphins had very little to play for that day, and they just wanted to get through the game safe and healthy for the most part. So I think the team certainly respects the Dolphins, that defensive line, especially if Cam Wake can be even healthier this week, and Randy Starks and Jared Odrick and all those guys screaming down your neck. I know Belichick has a lot of respect for that, and that's the type of defense that bothers Tom Brady. Guys, teams that can get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So I think this is going to be a close game. Maybe even if this isn't a big deal for the fans, I think it's going to be a close game, and I'm interested to see how Ryan Tannehill and the offense can kind of respond and do in a hostile environment up here.
Ben, I know that the Patriots lost a couple games. Do you think they're kind of feeling the heat of the other teams starting to get closer to them in the AFC East? Are they kind of peeking over their shoulders a little bit and saying, okay, we need to step it up? Or is it a situation like, okay, it's still a long season, we're okay, we're not going to panic, we're the Patriots, we're just going to go out and play football?
Yeah, I know it's not the answer you want to hear, but I think it's the second thing you said there. Look, they're 5-2, and they've been playing with the JV team for a lot of the season. They haven't had Rob Gronkowski until last week. They've lost Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo now for the season. Aqib Talib, probably their best defensive player, was out last week. Like I said, they're playing with rookie wide receivers, and Danny Amendola's been hurt, and Shane Vereen, a very good running back, he's been hurt. So they're still 5-2 despite all of that. So I think the feeling is, you know, just kind of weather the storm, and once we get all these pieces back, the Patriots still could be a pretty dangerous team. And, yeah, you know, obviously they lost Wes Walker, and they don't have Aaron Hernandez anymore, and there's been a lot of change. But when you add Rob Gronkowski to the mix, and if they can get healthy on defense, I still think this is a pretty dangerous team. And the Dolphins have made some moves, but certainly this three-game losing streak doesn't give you a lot of confidence. I was really liking the Dolphins' chances when they started 3-0, But now you see they've kind of fallen back to the pack a little bit, and I still see the Patriots as a 11 or 12 win team this year.
Talking to Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, he's on Twitter at Ben Volen. You know, everybody's talking about the decline and the demise of this offense and the end of an era and all of that kind of stuff. But they are still scoring almost 22 points a game, which by their standards, you know, might not be up there, but it's still fine in the NFL right now. So when things have gone well offensively for this team, what does it look like?
Kind of ground and pound. The running game is the strength of this team, between Stephen Ridley as the primary ball carrier, and then Brandon Bolden is kind of the pass catcher out of the backfield. And then they sprinkle in some Garrett Blunt sometimes too, if they need a 250-pound running back out of the backfield. So really, it's about establishing the running game and then using that with the play action. When they beat Atlanta on that Sunday night game a few weeks ago, that's exactly what they did. They just pounded in the first half with the running game, and then they really opened things up with the play-action passes in the second half. Now that they have Gronk back, last week was a bit of transition for them as they try to figure out how Gronk fits into this offense again, because really, through the first few weeks, the tight end wasn't a major part of the offense, which is a big change for New England around here. So Brady was almost locking onto Gronk too much. But assuming that they kind of get things figured out, he's going to be a big red zone threat over the middle, and that should open things up on the outside for the rookies, Tompkins and Dobson. But then, as long as they have the most success when they stick to the running game. They got away from that last week against the Jets, so I wouldn't be surprised if they really try to establish that Sunday against the Dolphins.
Ben, talk to us a little about the defense. You lose Vince Wilfork. You lose Mayo in the middle as well. I know you signed Andre Carter this week to help out, but he seems more of a pass rush kind of guy out there. The Dolphins have not been a stellar running team at this point, and it's definitely an emphasis for them. You saw it last week against the Buffalo Bills. How are the Patriots going to attempt to shore up that defense and stop the Miami progressing running game?
It hasn't been easy. You don't just replace a guy like Vince Wilfork, who actually, it's kind of the dirty secret around here. He was only having an okay season, especially by his standards. He only played four games. People were wondering if he was kind of playing hurt this year. They had to replace him really with rookies. These guys, Chris Jones, who everyone in the country kind of has heard of now, that he committed that penalty against the Jets the other day. But he had a phenomenal game with 10 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Really doing a nice job as a rookie. And another undrafted kid out of Maryland, Joe Villano, and Marcus Forston, a kid from the University of Miami, he got called up from the practice squad. So the defensive line now is really a bunch of kids, and then they're relying on guys like Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich, the two defensive ends, to really help contain the running game. And Brandon Spikes, the linebacker, he's really had to step up with Gerard Mayo out now, and he's done a real nice job in the run game. Chandler Jones is a guy that's really made a nice progression here in his second season. Already has 6.5 sacks, more than he had all last year as a rookie. Really has had some nice games and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And then their secondary has been excellent. Aqib Talib did practice today, so that's a good sign for him. He's been arguably the best, if not one of the top three cornerbacks in the league this year. Dev McCourty at safety has also been playing at a Pro Bowl level. So the defense for the Patriots, which has kind of been their sore spot for the last few years, has really stepped up their game and won a few ball games for the Patriots this year while the offense has struggled.
Ben, I know Tom Brady is definitely glad to have Rob Gronkowski back, and he wasn't shy about going to him the first game. Is this something that you see him continuing to do, or do you see him kind of using Gronk to open up things for the other weapons that they have?
Yeah, I think they almost fed Gronk too much last game. They had a pick six where Brady just kind of stared him down, and the safety was able to undercut the route and return it for a touchdown. So I feel like he almost has to do a better job of spreading the ball around. Julian Edelman, Kenbrell Tompkins, they really didn't have much of an impact last week. I think you have to give the Jets some credit for that. I thought Antonio Cromartie had a pretty excellent game, Dean Milliner as well. So I definitely think that the Patriots are going to do a more concerted effort to spread the ball around. The Dolphins, I have a feeling the Patriots are going to be avoiding Brent Grimes for attacking probably the Dolphins' other cornerbacks. And the Patriots have had some success against the Dolphins over the last few years, especially passing the ball. And I would imagine they're probably going to go back and try to do the same thing on Sunday.
Yeah, it probably won't be too different, even though some of the faces have changed on both sides of it. Ben Volen covers the NFL and the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Get him on Twitter at Ben Volen. Of course, he used to cover the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. Appreciate it, Ben. Great to talk to you. And enjoy the game on Sunday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Ben Volen on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.